T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good electric crowd here tonight to see the first place Twins, but the Mets spoiled the party, and the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. For the Mets, the top of the first went their way. Jeff McNeil and Michael Conforto back-to-back hits to start the night, and then a passed ball put McNeil at third, Conforto at second. Robinson Cano with a sac fly to center scored McNeil, and the Mets had a 1-0 lead. Then there was a wild pitch that got Conforto to third, and the Mets got even more help after that when Wilson Ramos rolled a ball up the middle. The Mets can get the second run home as well. Pitch. Ramos dribbles it up the middle to his right. Scope. He bobbles it, and Ramos is going to be safe. Conforto scores, and the Mets do get that second run here in the first. And Scope fielded cleanly. The ball was not hit very hard. It was just to the left of second base. But still, you figure Ramos would have been a dead duck at first. However, Scope trying to backhand that ball just had it clank off his mitt. So the Mets get a gift. Couple of gifts. Two unearned runs in that first inning. A passed ball that helped McNeil get home. That error by Scope allowing Conforto to score. No RBI for Ramos, but he did put the ball in play to give the Mets a 2-0 lead. Steven Matz making his first start since June 29th. Had a couple of relief stints that start on the 29th, a short one. So there was a pitch limit for Matz tonight. Mets did not want him to go above 75 or 80 pitches. He'd only get to 68 in four innings of work. He retired six of the first seven batters that he faced until Jonathan Scope led off the bottom of the third.
The left-handed Matz delivers. Swing and a high lift, some carry to right. McNeil racing back, warning track, slams on the brakes. It's over his head, it's over the wall for a home run. That ball just kept going for Jonathan Scope. He's now hit in 9 of his last 10, and he gets the Twins on the board. The Met lead sliced in half. It's 2-1.
So the Mets lead shrunk on Scope's home run, his 15th, 172nd homer hit by the Twins this year. A team that is on pace to hit roughly 300 home runs, which would shatter the all-time record that the Yankees set last year when they hit 267. Scope's made it a 2-1 game, then Minnesota would tie the score in the bottom of the fourth. Eddie Rosario singled, C.J. Crone doubled. The Twins had runners on second and third with nobody out. The Mets elected to keep their infield back, a good decision as Max Kepler grounded out to Robinson Cano. That scored Rosario. Crone advanced to third, and then Matz struck out Miguel Sano. Meanwhile, after Jonathan Scope was intentionally walked, he tried to steal second, but he was cut down, and that ended the fourth inning as the Mets and Twins were now tied at 2 apiece. It would not stay tied for long. In the top of the fifth inning, the Mets would reclaim the lead, and they did so with a ball that was not hit very hard. First, Ahmed Rosario smashed a one-out double to left. Jeff McNeil struck out, but Rosario ended up at third after a wild pitch. So another gift from the Twins, and Michael Conforto would help the Mets take advantage. First pitch to Conforto. Cued off the end of his bat, left side. It gets by Sano and into left field. A base hit. That one just squeaked by as Rosario scores, and Michael Conforto with a two-out RBI single gives the Mets a 3-2 lead. Michael Conforto had four hits tonight, his first four-hit game in over a year. Last May was the last time he had one. And that run-scoring hit, probably the softest hit of the night from either side. However, it worked out perfectly for Conforto. It just dribbled on by Miguel Sano, and it allowed a run to score. Ahmed Rosario came home. The Mets took a 3-2 advantage at that point. And with that Mets lead, Conforto making it a one-run advantage. Tonight's chock full of nuts, turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. Turning Point is sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. So the Mets up one and needed a lot of work from their bullpen. 15 outs to preserve a one-run lead that the Mets never extended. And yet here was the Mets bullpen among the worst in baseball this year, especially over the last month and a half. And they were up to the task. Robert Gsellman didn't seem to be. He walked a couple of batters. He hit one, but he got some help when Marwin Gonzalez smashed a ball to Pete Alonso at first. Alonso caught it, got back to the base before Jorge Polanco could. It was a line drive double play. After a Nelson Cruz walk, Luis Avalon entered, and he got Eddie Rosario to ground out. Avalon would then retire the next two batters he faced in the sixth inning before walking Miguel Sano and leaving. Then Jonathan Scope bounced into a fielder's choice off of Jerry's Familia. Justin Wilson worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh. Seth Lugo put up a zero in the eighth inning, working around a one-out base hit from Eddie Rosario. It was in the top of the eighth when the Mets had a chance to extend their lead, their best chance to do so, when they put runners on second and third with one out. But Michael Conforto at third base, Pete Alonso at second base, would both run into an out on the same play as Robinson Cano hit a ball right back to the pitcher, Blake Parker, who threw home, or rather threw behind the runner at third base. Conforto then broke home, and Miguel Sano threw out Conforto at the plate. While that was happening, Pete Alonso took off for third, and he got thrown out by the catcher, Mitch Garver. So the Mets, despite having a great chance there, did not score. It did not matter, as it turned out, even though it got awful dicey in the bottom of the ninth. Edwin Diaz struck out the first batter he faced, Miguel Sano. Jonathan Scope left in the middle of an at-bat, grabbing at his left rib cage. So with an 0-2 count, Luis Arraez entered the ballgame and turned in one of the best at-bats of the night. He fought off several pitches. He coaxed a walk after an 0-2 count started his night. And Arraez was at first. Mitch Garver singled him to second. Jorge Polanco flied out for the second out. But then Marwin Gonzalez, a little tapper up the third base side, that turned into an infield hit. So the bases were loaded. And Edwin Diaz had to go up against one of his former teammates with the Seattle Mariners, the always dangerous Nelson Cruz. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Nelson Cruz at the plate. Edwin Diaz ready from the belt. His pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Third base side. Frazier is over. Ramos is over. Frazier calls. He's got it. A basket catch right in front of the Mets dugout. Frazier making a basket catch. And the Mets win 3-2 as Edwin Diaz escapes a bases loaded jam in the bottom of the ninth, getting Nelson Cruz to foul out on a 3-2 pitch to win it. Quite a finish here at Target Field tonight. Diaz getting Cruz to foul out, and that's how it ended here at Target Field tonight.